Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us. We look forward to, with great anticipation, your dialogue and discussion, your questions and comments relative to our broadcast each and every day. You are the ones that we have designed, developed this program, this broadcast around. It is a Q&A approach, an opportunity for you to ask questions, get answers as best as possible. But let me remind you, when we face the issues each and every day on this show, we do not answer questions or go by the political, ideological bent or some denominational dogma, but it's simply what the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God says. That's the main thing. I call it having a central biblicist worldview. A central biblicist worldview. That means we look at everything in life, all that takes place, through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? How does it apply to what we see happening today? I call it the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus says in John 14:6, "I am truth." And further, he elaborates in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to direct our footsteps, should be the light and the lamp under our pathway. That is what I highly recommend. But when we face the issues each and every day and we speak the truth, you, just as you find in your personal life, if you stand for truth and speak the truth, you'll find those that will disagree. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we find that to be very, very true in the culture and the context of the life and living in society today. It is there is a great need today for men, women, families, churches to stand for the truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warned that America's decline was based on the death of truth. Now, I would hate to think that that is the case in your church. I don't know. But I pray that you're in a church today where your pastor stands and unapologetically, without favor and without fear, just simply preaches and teaches what the Word of God says in context. It's called expository preaching, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, saying, "Thus saith the Word of God." We need to stand for truth. This is the reason I default to, if you want to call it that, the statement made by the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Therefore, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And I say that ought to be the mantra, the mandate, the mindset, the modus operandi for every Christian today. It's simply saying, I'm going to stand on the truth. I'm going to stand on the truth of the Word of God. I'm going to have a central biblicist worldview, regardless of what others might think, say, or do. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues today, I want to remind you that this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup generation equipment. They can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, I've got some good news for you today. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics, technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. It's a great place to work, ladies and gentlemen. It's family-friendly environment. The store is closed. The place is closed. The business is closed on Sunday, allowing you to worship with your family. Just drop by Tools for a Time. They're located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, where the gigantic U.S. flag is flowing 24/7. Go to Tools for Time at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Make your application for employment. Wait for a time for an interview. Interview with them, and you'll find it's a delightful place to be employed, that you might be able to worship on Sundays with your family. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I believe should be of vital importance to every child of God. I have with me today Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis hails from the great city of Folkestone, Georgia.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm thankful, Brother Davis, for you to be here with us.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, for inviting me again today. It's always a privilege as well as an honor.
Yes.
Amen. To be able to do this broadcast with you. I want to say good morning, amen, to my wife, amen, of almost 36 years, amen. Thank God for you on this morning. Love you so much. All my friends and family, amen, that are listening, amen, those that faithfully, amen, listen to us each time. We want you to know, amen.
Some get mad and some get glad, don't they?
Amen, amen, amen. We just want you to be encouraged, amen. And well, here's one main thing I want you to know personally. God is still in control.
Amen.
No matter what we see going on around us, Dr. Youngblood, He has not lost it.
Mm-hmm.
God has the upper hand on everything because he is omniscient, all-knowing.
Right.
So this is actually working into the plan that he already had from the foundation of the world. The devil might think he's getting away, but he's not getting away, Dr. Youngblood.
Just like
God, amen, has him on a leash, right. And I thank God for that.
Just like in the book of Job, Satan thought he had it under control, but God was in control.
Amen.
He held the leash for the one that was out there that's called Satan.
Amen.
Was attacking Job.
Amen.
And
he's still in charge. Amen.
He's still in charge. He's still on the throne. He's not on vacation. He's not asleep. He's not even had COVID. So
amen. Amen.
I'm thankful, ladies and gentlemen, that you're tuned in. Lest I forget it, let me give you that telephone number. It's 831-0917, 831-0917. We're going to be talking about some things today that I think is very, very vital that you need to understand from a central biblicist viewpoint. We're going to be talking about today, and I'm looking at my book that was published just a couple of years back. In fact, it hadn't even been maybe 2 years. It's called The Coming Antichrist, subtitled A Comprehensive Biblical Look at the Antichrist. It's about 145 pages in total length. And I want you to understand at the very beginning of this broadcast today that everyone that calls in, if you will leave your name and address, not just phone number, but name and address with Roger, then he will transmit that to us. We will ship you one of these books. It'll be free to you. We'd love to do so just because you're a listener and because you called in. The Coming Antichrist. We'll be doing some quotes from that book today. But we're talking about chip in the hand or the head. Question mark. Which one do you want, the hand or the head?
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The choice that you'll have under the domination of the totalitarian leadership of the Antichrist when he steps on the scene. And ladies and gentlemen, we're setting the stage in America and around the world today for that one that will step on the scenes. We're looking forward to someone somewhere that will be able to open or close Pandora's box and open the door to peace and prosperity and plenty. And that Antichrist will be the one that will be able to do so. The Bible calls him the lawless one, the man of sin, the old serpent. It is none other than the Antichrist, which is Satan incarnate that will come into this world. Ladies and gentlemen, our world is in a position of rapid change today. I don't know if you've noticed it or not. I just read an article about the artificial intelligence with a computer chip implanted into the human brain. In fact, they're talking about doing that today, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, here's the article. Let me just read you a little bit from this, Pastor Davis. I think it is fascinating. Would you like a microchip in your brain? Vast majority worry about totalitarian control as the technology advances. It has been the subject of science fiction stories and movies for years. Technology fused with the human body, our brain, to help us think faster, fight off diseases, store memories, and as the article goes, and in theory, have a long, more productive life because of having a computer chip in your brain.
My.
Some look forward to with the analysts think, such as a human-machine cyberfusion with upgrade humanity from our human species to more of a human 2.0 species, a designation that could be made for a biomedical upgrade using technology or enhancements to improve people's lives. Further, the article says, an overwhelming 77% of those polled worry about microchip implants would be used to usher in the never before seen level of totalitarian control, with only 10% which said it will improve our lives, according to the pollsters. And it's a large article, ladies and gentlemen, but simply put, we're in a position today on a global basis of, with open arms, receptive to the artificial intelligence via computer chips. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, in the Chinese army today, they're already experimenting with the implantation of the chip in the human brain so that the Chinese soldier will not fear, will not be frightened, will not feel pain, and will literally fight till death.
My.
Now, that's a horrifying thought, Pastor.
Yes, it is.
I don't know whether the general listener gets the impact of that idea or not, but it's now being done in China. In Sweden, ladies and gentlemen, the Swedish, I would call them the mushheads. That's what Rush Limbaugh used to call them.
Yes.
Those that are the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group. In Sweden, the overwhelming majority of the Swedish population are openly embracing the chip being implanted in the hand. In fact, they have a major, how would you say, gleeful attitude that you don't have to take a key to open a door, just swipe the back of your hand. They have the attitude that I don't have to carry money in my pocket. All I've got to do is swipe the back of my hand on a vending machine and get whatever I want out, and it simply deducts the money from my bank account that's in my chip that's in my hand.
My.
They have the idea. I'm talking about reality now, ladies and gentlemen, that's literally, as I speak, happening in Sweden and other parts of the European countries today, that have the idea that it's a major convenience that we have this microchip in our hand. Some have implanted it in the head. Some use the iris, that is the eye. They can look at an iris reader on the side of a door, and rather than putting the key in, the door automatically opens for you. We're on the very threshold, ladies and gentlemen, are watching the stage being set rapidly. I'm not talking about incrementally, but rapidly the stage being set for the global, introduction of the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, that will be able to control every human being on the face of the globe.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, the United States developing vaccine passport system using complex web and big tech partnership. Just because the federal government isn't directly developing a national vaccine database or vaccine passport system doesn't mean that such systems aren't in the works. They are in the works, and some of the big tech players involved have deep ties to multiple governmental agencies around the world. Listen to what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. You have things like the Microsoft and the microchips coming out of that. You have the iPhones and Apple. You have IBM and all of the whole apparatuses out there that are developing the artificial intelligence. We've gone a step beyond now just the microchip. We're into the artificial intelligence, where literally in some of the major banks, I'm told, based on some of the research, some of the major banks in Japan, you walk to the counter and you do not have a human being waiting on you. It's an artificial intelligence being that speaks like a human being, can hear what you say, respond to what you're saying, and get the account set up that you want set up, or make the withdrawal that you want to withdraw without a human being behind the counter. Now, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but as I understand Revelation chapter 13, we're going to get into that in a moment. When I understand that, it makes me see very clearly that what we're doing on the global scene today is setting the stage for the Antichrist, the man of sin, the lawless one, to step on the scene and to literally control all of humanity.
Amen. This Amen. Article, you know, Dr. Youngblood, what's so amazing about what you just said is that to me, it's mind-boggling to watch the American public be mesmerized
Yes.
by the things that they are introducing, but they are doing it so slowly, yet it is happening rapidly, yes, just like you just said.
It's incremental.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, what people don't realize, just from what you just got finished reading on that article, is that this is not going to happen overnight. Mm-hmm. You know, it's slowly coming in, yet you're liable to wake up in the morning and the change has already been made.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So now you're going to have to dance to the music.
Yes.
So I thank God for what you're reading here. And I'm hoping, you know, that people are listening on today to help them to come to grips with what's really going on so that you won't be caught off guard when that day comes.
Absolutely. In fact, that's the whole point, Pastor. I believe that information that we're sharing today ought to set the stage in the hearts and the minds of every human being to understand two things. Number one, the rapture of the church is real. It's at hand. It could happen at any moment. What we're talking about with the stepping on the scenes of the Antichrist is immediately following the rapture of the church. When the rapture of the church takes place, Pastor, I don't know about our listeners, but I won't be here.
Amen.
We're going to be up and away.
We're getting out of here.
We're getting out of here. It'll be like beam me up, Scotty, but it won't be Scotty that's beaming us up. It'll be the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And we'll be out of here. And so, ladies and gentlemen, those that have said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, we need to know these things to be able to communicate with urgency to others, that others might come to know Christ as Savior before it is too late. But we will not be here if we've said yes to Jesus Christ. But let me give you a very rapid few-point overview. Next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. Following the rapture of the church is the seven-year ruin that we call the tribulation period. Following the ruin, after the rapture and the ruin, there's the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he will rule and reign for 1,000 years in the millennial reign, and then from the millennial reign, ruling and reigning throughout all of eternity in that place called heaven. That's the general overview, chronological overview of the eschatological text in all of the Bible. And so as Christians, I believe that God holds us responsible to know what's going to happen and to see these things happening. Just as Pastor Davis said a moment ago, it's not something that's going to happen overnight, but we might wake up in the morning and see some new technology just been announced
that's
breaking on the scene. Would you have ever thought 30 years ago that we would have a cell phone in our pocket that is a miniaturized television, that's a miniaturized computer, that's a miniaturized transmitter of information around the globe in just a few seconds? We would have never dreamed that possible, but we have that device in our pockets and purses even today.
Amen. And they can track you with that same thing. Here's my idea. I'm going to throw mine on the back of the next train that comes by, and then wherever it ends up at, then you tell me where.
Tell
you think
where
I
you
am.
Are.
Praise God.
Yeah. Well, you know, with the tracking system that they've inculcated in some of the COVID passes in other nations, they can track you via your cell phone, whether it's on or off, within a 36-square-inch space of where you're located. And that's the whole thing, ladies and gentlemen. We're building to that momentum that when the Antichrist steps on the scene, all of these things will be prepared and ready and the stage being set. Here's an article written by Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel. Now, I shared this very recently on the broadcast, but for the emphasis of what I'm wanting to talk about today, I'm going to read a paragraph or two of this article dated February the 7th, 2022. A U.S. government program is pushing, listen to these terms, pushing a vaccine passport. Now, let me pause there for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. You can call it a vaccine passport if you want to, but it is a passport that will be a digital-type passport that will allow everything to be uploaded and downloaded by uplink satellite, which means that the federal government and those that's in control would be able to change your data, change your information, reprogram your chip that is in that passport. Now, that's the danger. It's not just a matter of having your medical records in some chip or in some electronic device or in some electronic program. It'll eventually be in the human body, so there'll be the tracking on the premise, on the basis that it's for your health and for your good that we can protect you.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything that we've had to come down the pike as this passport now is talked about and being pushed, everything has been on the premise and on the basis that it's for your good, for your health, for your benefit. In fact, in the state of California and Oregon and Washington State. The law in some other states across the lower 48, the law requires that if you have an animal, he must be taken to the veterinarian to have a chip placed in his neck or in his ear, that wherever that animal is found, they'll be able to read it by an uplink satellite and determine who owns the dog, where the dog stays, and whether the dog or the cat has had the update shots for the human protection. There's a push across the nation today to do that with an infant. When an infant is born in the hospital, so that in the lobe of the ear or someplace on the fleshly part of the neck, they would put a chip. And it's on the premise, ladies and gentlemen, if your child is stolen, if your child is abducted, if there's a kidnapping, we can find your child quickly simply by going to the uplink satellite and locating. Very much like OnStar that's in many of the GM automobiles today, and a GM automobile will OnStar wherever you are. That OnStar can find you on the premise, on the basis that if your car shuts down, if you're in a wreck, or if you run off on the road in a pond or down a cliff, that you can press the button and OnStar will find you and they will be able to send help so that it will save your life. All that we see taking place in America and on a global basis is designed around the thought that it will help you. It will improve your life. Amen. It will improve your thinking. Just as the mindset now with artificial intelligence, a wedding that is melding, placing together a chip in the brain on the basis that it will help you memorize things better, help you to recall things, help you to see things, understand things that otherwise you wouldn't. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The coming Antichrist, the man of sin, the lawless one, according to Daniel chapter 7, Daniel chapter 8, will be able to understand dark sayings, the scripture says. What does that mean? He'll be able to see, understand, and know things that's beyond the realm of human comprehension otherwise. Now, will this man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, will he be a human being? Absolutely, unequivocally. Can he be, I'm asking you the question, can he be a cloned human being? Absolutely possible. Can he be a cloned artificial intelligence being that will be part human and part artificial intelligence? I believe absolutely, without equivocation, that is the high possibility and maybe even the great probability that that's what we're talking about when we analyze the scripture.
Amen.
We'll be talking about some of those characteristics, but finishing the article here by Matt Starrett. U.S. government program is pushing a vaccine, COVID vaccine passport, both domestically and internationally, and progress is reportedly directed to the White House each and every week. I have reviewed, this is Matt Staver, I've reviewed the White House presentation and have seen one of the COVID control applications for cell telephones already in use in other parts. Liberty Counsel has reviewed a copy of the White House PowerPoint presentation that lays out in shocking detail the plan to vaccinate, track, trace, and control. That's the key. Listen, the plans to vaccinate, to track, to trace, and control every citizen in America.
My, my.
End quote. Now, that can't be any clearer, Pastor. It is. And I have great confidence in what Matt Staver says from Liberty Counsel. This article goes further to say, a critical driver for the restoration baseline population health and promoting safety, return to social or normality, commercial and leisure activities. Federal government will inevitably be involved with vaccine credential passports, communicating the progress from the White House every day.
My, my.
So, it doesn't matter what the politicians tell you on the left, the loose likes, lost liberals. I call them those that are the communist, Marxist, Democratic Party and the talking heads on the Communist Network News. They might tell you, no, that's not the, they're not planning anything but to help your health. They're planning to take care of you. Why would the government want to have that to be able to take care of us with the accessibility and the opportunity to control the mind, to control the motion, to control the manner in which we carry out our lives? And
Amen.
That's where it's headed, ladies and gentlemen. And we're doing that. And now listen, Pastor David said a moment ago, God is omniscient. He is all-knowing. He sees it. He knows it. And it's God allowing these human beings the wisdom to create and implement these things called artificial intelligence, and it can be used for good. Everything that's used today for evil, wicked purposes have a good aspect when it was brought on. For example, television is good if it's used for good. The computer is good if it's used for good. But there are also evil applications for any of these things that's brought into our lives today by so-called progress in the world.
Amen. So basically, Dr. Youngblood, I like the way that you've already laid the format for this. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm hoping that people are listening intently on today, because in essence, what you have already said, and I can just make it short. The coffee pot is already brewing.
Yes.
You need to wake up and smell it.
Smell the coffee. Absolutely.
It's just absolutely. I mean, that's
Pastor,
it in a nutshell.
It's amazing to me the number of Christians that are, can I be polite but yet pointed, that are dumb and ignorant as a rock when it comes to what the scripture says about eschatology and the future events.
Amen.
Therefore,
Amen.
When they see things, this is the reason I like to say, ladies and gentlemen, we need to have a central biblicist worldview. That all that we see happening in government, all that we see happening in society, all that we see happening in medicine, all that we see happening in theological circles can be viewed from the prism of a central biblicist worldview. What does the Bible say? Because we're not living in the world in a vacuum. We're not living in a society outside of the realm of God. When you talk about the kingdom, the basileion of God, we're talking about the sphere that God is in, the whole sphere of God. This is God's world.
Amen.
And God does not have a clock or a calendar. Everything is the eternal presence with God. And so God, this is not taking God by surprise, but he is allowing man by his own volition to make choices and decisions, and we see these things coming about.
Amen.
There's an article that says, flashback prompts IRS to take action on the demand for your facial scan. Most people, Pastor, are not aware of the fact, and multitudes are listening to me today. You've gone year after year, you've gone online, and you filled out your IRS reforms, forms and your report, and you paid your IRS taxes in April or sometimes close to that, and you've done it online. Most did not know that as you're staring at that computer doing it online, the IRS is watching you with the recordation of facial recognition.
Amen.
Facial
Amen.
Recognition. The
Amen.
Internal Revenue Services will no longer force taxpayers. This is because it's been challenged in court, ladies and gentlemen, will no longer force taxpayers to submit a scan of their face to access their taxes online. The agency has previously announced plans to require every user to sign in the IRS website through a third-party identification verification firm called ID.me and provide a government identification document alongside to the selfie. The IRS said the move would provide users with greater security and accessibility to their tax information.
My.
Pastor, what we're seeing is every agency, whether it's federal, local, or state government, somehow, some way, they want to help us. They're wanting to encourage, to make our life easier.
Amen.
So they're providing all of these devices and all of these chips and all of these facial scans, identification that will be able to know who we are and to identify us. That is happening all over China. That is happening in North Korea. That is taking place in Russia. That's taking place in every one of the countries where you have a totalitarian, dictatorial form of government. And we're on the very cusp of that being for the totality of America. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. And I'm offering today for everyone that calls in, The Coming Antichrist. It is a 145-page book on the Antichrist. It's from a central biblicist viewpoint. It covers dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of scriptures out of the book of Daniel, Daniel 7, Daniel 8, Daniel 11, Zechariah, Ezekiel, Revelation chapters 13 and following. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a fact that we need to get acquainted with and know what God is doing. Ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about the Antichrist, we're talking about the fact that the stage is being set through what is taking place with the artificial intelligence, etc. Most are not aware of the fact that we're being watched today.
We're
being spied on by every agency, by every aspect of what is called government and government control. Our cell telephones are spying on us. Yahoo is spying on us. Google is spying on us. Twitter, Instagram spying on us. All of those devices and all of those apps that we have that make life easier, all of them are gathering data and information going into a metadata system. In fact, the federal government, through the U.S. Postal System, has been using that approach with a whole team of Gestapo thugs with badges to investigate, break into cell phones, and to spy on us. This is an article revealed. Postal inspectors using tech to break into your cell phones. An expert in the privacy and technology is raising a warning about the activities of the United States Postal Inspection Services, and they're boasting about having that being done and over a period of years.
My.
Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back right after the top of the news. We're going to get into the details of what the Bible says about the coming Antichrist that makes this subject today so vital for you to stay tuned.
First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.